I was going to, I think it was White Strait Road School of Preaching, and my wife and I always went to church camp at Fort Hill, and we went to church camp, and Marion and his wife and kids were there, and he said, "You don't want to go down there." I said, "But I've already taken care of all that." He said, "You don't want to go down there." He said, "You need to come to Williamstown Bible College." I never heard of Williamstown Bible College. And so we come up here, and we got all the arrangements, and got a house for me to live in, everything else. And I had four children. I was working at the Herald Dispatch newspaper company in Huntington. I'd been there quite a while, and I quit my job. Had four kids, and my dad told me, he said, "Son, don't you ever call me if you're going to take four kids and go to school and quit your job. Don't call on me to help you." But I was here for 3 years and didn't need any help really with my family. But of course, Marion took care of a lot of stuff for me. We went up into Ohio on different congregations and trying to raise money for me to go to school. And we had the money to go to school. I didn't live high on the hog, but we never went hungry. And but I spent 3 years here and graduated from here. And it's always helped me to be a part of Williamstown Bible College.
Amen.
And to be a part of it. And everywhere I went, I could say I went to Williamstown Bible College. They said, "Oh, you up there with David Powers and the bus ministry and all that?" I said, "Yeah, I was there for 3 years. And I was in the bus ministry. I was one of the bus captains, drove the bus half the time. And up in St. Mary's, West Virginia. But also in class, Marion was a Greek teacher. And I know a few Greek words. Oikos and anthropos, about as far as I got with Greek, though. We were going to Alabama one time. The whole school was going, of course, eight students. And we were going to Alabama. Everyone was going to go on the bus. And I thought, well, this is going to be great. We'll go down there on the bus. So Glenn Howard and his wife, Glenn was one of the elders here, and Glenn said, "Well, I'm going to drive, and Marion is going to ride with me." And Marion said, "Ronnie, I want you to go with me." So all the way to Alabama and all the way back from Alabama, I got Greek in the back seat of Glenn Howard's car. Marion and I were in the back seat. I'm sorry it didn't take.
You're still preaching.
I am still preaching. I've been Wayne congregation for 16 years, and my wife and four kids. We had four kids. Our kids are grown. We got 15 grandkids now, and I'm still preaching it full time at the Wayne Church of Christ. I'm also one of the elders there, and I just look back over the history, and I'm excited about being a part of Williamstown Bible College.
Yes, me too.
And it's helped me a lot. And I have to say something about Stan Addis. You talk about one of the sermons. I remember one night he was climbing this wall right here. Do you remember that, Stan?
I tried to forget that.
And one night I think he was walking across the baptistry on water, but there was a board in there. But Williamstown Bible College has been great, I think, for me, and it's helped me so much. Being in David's classes, too. And David gave me a C one time. I said, "Why in the world did he give me a C for?" I found out later I didn't do what he told me to do. But Williamstown Bible College has been great for me.